The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. As complicated as love can sometimes be, in times when all is well with your heart, it is sheer unmitigated rapture to be around the person you love, to watch them move through the world, doing things in the way that only they can do. It makes you feel grateful and shamefully lucky, as if the universe has singled you out for bliss. Now, in real life, not everyone is interested in hearing you go on about how wonderful your love is. But that's where poems come in, because reading a love poem is contagious. It allows something joyful and appreciative to swell inside of you. Reading a love poem teaches you to better appreciate the love that you have. And if you're hoping for love, it heartens you to keep believing in the love you want. Today's poem is I Watch Her Eat the Apple by Natalie Diaz, and it brims with devotion. It breaks down a simple act and memorializes it as a way of saying, this moment right now with the person I love is everything. I Watch Her Eat the Apple by Natalie Diaz. She twirls it in her left hand, a small red merry-go-round. According to the white oval sticker, she holds apple number 4016. I've read in some book or other of 4015 fruits she held before this one, each equally dizzied by the heat in the tips of her fingers. She twists the stem, pulls it like the pin of a grenade, and I just know somewhere someone is sitting alone on a porch, bruised, opened up to their wet white ribs, riddled by her teeth. Lucky. With her right hand, she lifts the sticker from the skin. Now the apple is more naked than any apple has been since two bodies first touched the leaves of ache in the garden. Maybe her apple is Macintosh, maybe Red Delicious. I only know it is the color of something I dreamed, something I gave to her after being away for 10,000 nights. The apple pulses like a red bird in her hand. She is setting the red bird free, but the red bird will not go, so she pulls it to her face as if to tell it a secret. She bites, cleaving away a red wing. The red bird sings. Yes, she bites the apple, and there is music, a branch breaking, a ship undone by the shore, a knife making love to a wound, the sweet scrape of a match lighting the lamp of her mouth. This blue world has never needed a woman to eat an apple so badly, to destroy an apple, to make the apple bone. And she does it. I watch her eat the apple, carve it to the core, and set it wobbling on the table. A broken bell I beg to wrap my red skin around until there is no apple. There is only this woman who is a city of apples. There is only me licking the juice from the streets of her palm. If there is a god of fruit or things devoured, and this is all it takes to be beautiful, then God, please, let her eat another apple tomorrow. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation. To get a poem delivered to you daily, go to slowdownshow.org and sign up for our newsletter. Follow The Slowdown on Instagram and Twitter at slowdownshow.
My name is A. Adenike, and I financially support The Slowdown because the show allows me to understand poems on a deeper level. I love the thoughtful lead-in Major provides before each poem. Join me in making a gift to The Slowdown today. Head to slowdownshow.org/donate.